So, I love my dad a lot. His name is Gregory Scott Corbett. He's really smart, and he's a bit loopy. But he's got a great personality. Everyone loves him, and you know, I look up to him a lot. And so, Father's Day was a couple weeks ago. He texts me, my brother and sister, and says, "Don't bother coming over. I'm playing golf all day." So I say, "All right, that's fine." But I still want to call him on Father's Day. So I do. I call him. He picks up. He goes, "Hey, Nick." And I go, "Hey, Dad. I just wanted to wish you a happy Father's Day." And this is what he responds to me. He says, "Oh, well, I really got to tell you about my dream last night." I say, "Okay." And he goes, "Well, I cooked you in the oven for 2 hours at a low heat." And this might say something about me, because I just say, "All right." He said he wrapped me in dough. And then he says, "You know that big pot we used to cook the turkey in at Thanksgiving? Well, I popped you in that, and I slid you in the oven." He goes, and your mom comes running out, and she's going, "What are you doing? Why'd you put him in the oven?" And he goes, "I had a moment of clarity." And I go, "Oh my God, why'd I leave him in so long?" So he said he took me out of the oven, peeled back the dough, and I was fine. But if he had left me in any longer, I would have been done. But something bothered me over the next few days. How old was I in the dream? Was it me now? Was I younger? If it were me now, that means I must have consented. And that says a lot about the way he perceives me. Turns out I was just a baby. I think that says a lot about him. when I called him to ask about how old I was, his girlfriend was going, "You never should have told him that you cooked him." And he goes to his girlfriend, "He doesn't mind." And that was Father's Day 2019.